This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. Brian and I are out west, Ashburn, VA, BigBear.ai Performance Center. As the Commanders, listen, man, the schedule continues to march on regardless of who is healthy and who is not. Commanders taking on the Dallas Cowboys on Thursday. Yeah. Christmas Day against the Cowboys. Good morning, B. How do you do?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
It's weird because this is our first show since the game against Philly, but not having a Sunday game just feels a little different because it was the Saturday night affair. We start with that game, but then so much happened yesterday of like far more importance to the NFL season than what we saw Saturday at Northwest Stadium. I don't know. Yesterday was a wild day. Did you watch Ravens Pats last night?
Yes, I did.
I think is
can't
that
turn the ball over, dog?
No, you really can't. The Derrick Henry fumble stuff is crazy. I mean, they basically had to bench him, even though he was gashing them. Lamar getting hurt, Huntley. That game was wild. It was a back and forth affair. The one complaint about Drake May was he had never gone for 300 yards. Well, he sure did last night. He finished with almost 400. He had the early pick, but he was phenomenal in the second half. That Pats team is legit, man. They play good D.
They play all three phases.
Yeah, totally. I don't know that the Ravens are officially cooked yet, but between the Steelers getting the win and
the Steelers getting the win and them losing and the way that they're playing, they're basically cooked.
They seem cooked, right?
They're sizzling right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're about to be marinated.
They're not officially done, but the Steelers are now 9-6, and the Ravens are 7-8. So they're now two games behind them with two to play. I guess they have one head-to-head matchup, though, which will kind of – do they play next week, Ravens-Steelers?
They still have them two games behind, though, dog. So it's two games left. They're two behind.
Well, and the Ravens go to Green Bay next week, and then week 18, I think, is Ravens versus Steelers.
Yeah.
Ravens-Steelers week 18. That game was wild. I thought the Bears-Packers game Saturday night, was that on when you got home?
Yeah, I saw the ending of it.
I walked in, and so I was in the car, and they're like, all right, well, now the Bears have to try a onside kick. Nobody ever gets these. So I'm getting out of the car, getting all my stuff. You know, on game day, you end up with lots of stuff. And I finally get in, and I go to my porch, and I turn the TV on, and I'm like, wait, it's Chicago ball? And it was right when Caleb hit the kid for the touchdown to tie it up. So I got to watch that overtime.
They got the onside kick. You don't get it if you don't go for it.
I was listening. I had to run to the grocery store this morning, and I was listening to the Junks. And not that – I think it was Bishop. Plenty of people have made this assertion, but like – Chicago this year and Washington last year have so many parallels.
They flipped.
Dude, down to the Hail Mary last year broke Chicago. They went 1-10 after that.
Mm-hmm.
The fumble where the Commanders lost to the Bears at home this year, the fourth quarter fumble by Jaden, seems to have maybe broken Washington. I mean, I think they've won one game since then, and it was the Giants game. I don't know that that's 1-10. I don't know that it'll work out the same week-wise, but getting harder and harder to think there's another win on Washington's schedule, especially now where Marcus Mariota's injured. We saw him come out of the game Saturday, and immediately he's grabbing his hand. And mm-hmm. I think, you know.
They say a cleat got it?
Yeah, I knew some folks.
I've seen stuff like that. Those are seven studs. They can dig in because Ricky Irvin's stepped on Jim Lachey's leg one time. And I'm talking about that thing was about that long and was ripped open. So that can do some serious damage.
Yeah, dude, I knew some folks down on the field as Marcus was getting tended to before he ran into the locker room, and they were like, yo, this is intense. So at that moment, I didn't think he was coming back in, and Johnson, you know, steps into a really difficult spot, throws a god-awful interception.
It was late. It was just like one I saw Marcus do earlier this year where you're watching him – like, scramble, look around, and you're like, don't, and all hell.
Totally, dude. It was late. It was off his back foot. He didn't step into it. It was across.
Yeah.
It was far hash to far
falling
hash.
Away, throwing the ball from the left side of the field to the right side with no step into. It's not going to get where it's supposed to go.
It sure didn't.
Yeah.
And from there, it was just a boat race. The biggest story from that game has now become the two-point attempt by Nick Sirianni and the subsequent fight.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is a multiple things can be true situation. I think we know that Sirianni is a bit of a hothead, a bit emotional, whatever you want to say. The going for two there, despite his attempt at explaining
the analytics.
Yeah.
Give me a break with that.
Like,
I hate when people try to lean on that BS, man.
Yo.
He did it because he wanted to embarrass him.
Totally.
Hey, that's exactly what happened. Last time they were here in that stadium, their guy got hurt, and they tried to say that somebody tried to purposely hurt him. He was scrambling. He got hurt. They were trying to, dig it in a little bit.
1,000%.
I will say this. Take notes, people. When it flips again, get him back. It goes in waves, dude.
That's my thing, because I know a lot of fans are really mad about Philly doing that. One, I'm not surprised. Like, remember that this head coach, Nick Sirianni, is the dude that, out of nowhere, baselessly, needlessly, tried to call out Art Monk, like, 4 years ago. And Art Monk, I mean, you played with him.
Yeah.
He's widely considered one of the classiest, kindest, most stand-up, off the field individuals.
Yeah.
Art Monk doesn't really speak. He doesn't cause trouble. Like, why Google it. For those that are unfamiliar, Sirianni.
Hey, man.
White Brian, look up what year it was. He randomly just tried to call out Art Monk.
That was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But rivalries are started because of ish like that. And,
right.
And listen, live up to it. Be happy. Listen. And look, the guys went out there. They responded in a way. And like Dan said, you don't want fists to be thrown. But hey, if the fists start being thrown, then you damn well better be able to fight with your boys.
Sure.
You don't back off.
Yeah, I think a number of things happen. One, we shouldn't be surprised Sirianni did that. That's just how the dude operates. This is a rivalry game. Was it lame and needless? Absolutely. But they're also allowed to do that.
Yeah.
You know what Washington's allowed to do?
Stop it. Yeah, exactly.
like, break up the pass.
You know, it reminds me of that kind of reminds me of, remember the game when the Patriots were playing against us?
Yeah.
And they
that
scored.
That was with Coach Joe.
They scored late, and Philip Daniels, that's his name, right?
Yeah.
Big Phil was like, man, I can't believe they're trying to run the score up on Coach Gill. Dude, you're on defense. You've been out there the whole time. They scored almost 40 damn points. You can't be pissed at nobody but yourself. So you can stop them. As I always say, just because somebody turned the ball over on me, you got to let them go 90.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So,
like, is Sirianni relatively classless? Yes. But at the same time,
he was doing what his fan base would love him to do.
Where I think there is misdirected anger for Washington,
mm-hmm.
You spent this organization spent their offseason to chase Philly. They tried to get bigger. They tried to get tougher because they want to beat Philly because they know mm-hmm. that's how they got to. That's where they got to go through to win the division. And what Saturday showed, and there's a zillion injuries, and that provides context to all of it, right? Like, there's layers to this.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what Philly did, specifically with the two-point conversion, was try to bully Washington.
Yeah.
And where the anger should be is that Washington was able to be bullied. And that's why you respond with the fight and everything else. Specifically with the fight, you got an old lineman, probably 330, going after a DB who's probably a 185.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Quan jumps in. That's why Javon.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, you're supposed to jump in.
I'm not mad about that.
No, no.
That's football. That's like once the stuff starts, where folks should be more concerned is that Washington is nowhere close to Philly. Philly just clinched the division for the first time since you were playing up there.
Mm-hmm.
Back-to-back years. That hasn't happened in forever. Now, they had a good game plan, and they were in that game. They had the lead at halftime. Philly is completely broken at the kicker position, which, you know, allow yourself some enjoyment for that. But, mm-hmm. like, the Commanders could not stop the Eagles when they needed to. Saquon did his thing again against Washington, finished that game with a 130, and then they put Bigsby in to kind of finish the game off. The bigger problems here are significant for Washington and require really significant examination and figuring out how they're going to fix this roster. Like, a two-pointer by a hothead head coach.
And I think of it
is what it is.
Basically, their tush-push has been grounded this year because people have figured out ways. And also, they're getting called for all the offside and false starts. What they did was say, oh, we don't have to do the tush push. We'll do it another way. Then that's what they did. And I think they for that conversion, they were like, okay, we're going for it. But the whole thing about it is that type of stuff happens. And all you could do is take notes. And you next time you play them and you're up, you get them back. Man, look.
And that's what those guys said.
I am a revengeful dude. Okay, when I play ball, you could get me today. I'm going to get your ass back tomorrow. And that's, listen, I was proud of them for sticking with each other. And I'm going to be even more proud because I know this thing turns. They'll get that chance to come back and get them again. And I hope Sirianni is still the coach at that moment. I hope he is. And then say, yeah, we just wanted to make sure he knew what happened 2 years ago, a year ago, whatever.
A part of me wonders, too, and no way would Sirianni say this, but because their kicker was so broken, I wonder if he didn't want to line him up for an extra point and have him miss another one. Because Philly's going to be playing in January.
I ain't giving him that excuse.
I
wanted to rub it in. That's what I must go with.
I think that's the reality.
Yeah.
But a small part of me wonders if it's like, dude, let's not send Jake back out there. Let's just go for two and come up with this cockamamie 19-point thing.
If I'm the owner, I'll say, why did you sign him? I don't want to hear about no reading one running back out there again. Why did you keep him on the team?
I think
that's what I'll be asking.
Publicly, I think the Commanders players did a really good job of saying, we'll see him again in 2 weeks. We'll see how this goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Privately, I think they were furious.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I also think for Dan Quinn, I think DQ did a good job of what he said publicly versus what he felt privately. I think if you're Dan Quinn, what really pisses you off is – there's only 32 people on the planet that are coaching NFL teams, right? Like, I imagine you believe there's some level of respect there for each other. And I think Quinn talked yesterday, and I made a point of asking him about this because I thought it was consistent with my thought. A lot of people on the internet in the second half of that game were flipping out at DQ for punting, right? Yeah, you're 4-10, it's 4th-and-6, just go for it. And so I asked Quinn about that, and there was a 4th-and-6 relatively, probably 10 minutes left or so in the fourth quarter where they punted. And I think that maybe you can ask a question, but they had a lot of time left, and it was still a relatively close game. Then there was a fourth and four from their 44 where they punted. And at that point in the game, Josh Johnson's in the game. I think DQ was like, I got another game in 4 days, mm-hmm. and I got my third string quarterback. We're not going to win this thing. Like, let's just try to get out of here with the least amount of people hurt. Yeah. And it was after that Sirianni goes for two. Like, if you and I are against each other in something, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of clearly capitulating, that's where it becomes particularly classless to then rub it in.
Yeah, at that point,
I think it was more emotional.
But I'll say this. If DQ stuff could be a concern about people on the internet saying something, he's wrong. Something's wrong with him, and I know he's not. But I hear so many people talk as if they are an expert on calling these games and dealing with these situations, and none of them have ever been in those situations. So, listen, the man makes his decisions based off of what he sees at the point. Even us, we're at every game. We're all around. We still don't know what he – like, when you're in a situation – like, I might have been in that situation before, but if you're in it at that moment, what you do at that moment is what the hell you decided to do. I can't tell you what you should have done in it because when I was in a different – a totally different situation. You know what I mean? When that stress level and all that began to hit, you don't want to hear what the person – sitting in their house, you know, telling you what you're supposed to do.
Right. So
I
asked DQ about the punts yesterday, and he said, I think the first one was a little later on, maybe 9 minutes and some change. I don't have the exact information right in front of me, but I think back. And it was into that spot with three timeouts. I thought at that spot, let's punt, see if we can get a stop, which the defense did get a punt, and that would give us a field position shot to go. And then this is what he said of the second one, which I completely agree with. And I think people – so I'll read it. He said, obviously, if Marcus had still been in on the second one, I think that would have been more consideration to go. Looking back, I kind of thought, okay, still have the timeouts, can still work the space. Obviously, we didn't get the stop. They had the long run, so that was really the reason behind it. Mm-hmm. The first one I thought too early, and the second one, I think I could have flipped a coin to say, okay, this is a better chance for us to go here than not. You're on your third string quarterback.
Yeah.
Who had just thrown a high school interception.
Yeah.
Like that. If you want to just scream, go, go, go all the time, like you've got to have some consideration of the other 50 players on the field.
You know, this year he's gone for some and people complain that he went for it. So, like, it's gotten to the point now where no matter what he does, it's going to be a lot of people out there complaining about it because that's just where we are at this point. And that's what society is at this point where
– well, and they're bad. You're 4-11, so people are going to complain about a lot of stuff.
But the whole thing about it is, when you're 4-11, you're trying to figure out how the hell to get yourself out of that game into the next, like you stated earlier, without getting a ton of people hurt. And you're going
and
to –
and they got a ton of people hurt.
Yeah. And at this point, right, listen, man, this is a year
– from hell.
Yes.
I mean,
where
it
you
really
do
is.
Not – you do not. And I know people keep bringing up Detroit from last year and the 49ers. Those teams are built with the great foundation. And
Detroit's about to miss the playoffs.
No. I'm talking about last year when they had all the injuries and still got to the divisional round. But when we look at this team right now, this team did some stuff last year that they probably shouldn't have done that quick. Okay? They got there way quicker than anybody ever thought. Then they say, okay, well, let's try and go for it. And then this year, all the injuries pile up. It's not an excuse. It's a fact. All those injuries has hurt them this year.
Sure.
Point blank. And you got to just keep trying to get through it, and then you better be right for it next year. And you're right. Now the pressure goes on the people that are constructing this roster.
Dude.
The people that are trying to get this roster to play. The guys that are playing, they're going to be back. It goes on everybody now. So the guys that went to the offseason last year was happy and chilled, you better go into the offseason this time, like, going full speed, full go. You got to bring a little bit more this year. And I've seen it. I've seen where people are completely healthy 1 year. And then the next year, you're like, damn, somebody get hurt every week. The next year, you might come back and nobody's injured. Or you may have a couple people. But you better be ready. You got to have somebody always ready. Always ready to step in. And then this time, build your roster to where that next man up mentality can be something that you can really lean on.
Doug, I mean, we haven't even gotten to the injuries. We haven't even gotten to the quarterback situation. Oh, by the way, they have a ball game in 3 days. There's also I think we need a philosophical change out here. There's a phrase that I'm growing increasingly tired of that I think needs changing.
What's that?
I'm going to explain when we come back. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. You're watching B. Mitch and Finley. You're YouTubing B. Mitch and Finley. Wherever you are, we're there. Happy holidays, everybody.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
_WFT saying that punting on the fourth down with Josh Johnson, a quarterback, is one thing, but then why are they calling timeouts later? Yo, there was inconsistencies for sure in how they were reacting. The whole damn season's been inconsistent. Like, last year, every scratch off, imagine they bought 17 scratch off tickets. Damn near everyone
hit, one of them works up
hit for $500.
Yeah.
This year, it's all losers.
Yeah.
This year, it's all losers. And I'm not trying to discount that. Like, this season is an absolute mess. You're 4-11. You got two games left. You're a home dog to the Cowboys on Christmas Day by 5.5, 6 points. And the head coach yesterday is unclear who the hell is going to play quarterback. The only thing they're clear of, it will not be Jaden Daniels.
They may call me.
Dude, they might. DQ was joking. He's like, yeah, the Colts just signed somebody off the street.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to do that.
Hey, we got somebody coming in at 11 o'clock. See if he got a little something in it.
We'll ask Joe T.
Yeah.
For all the people that are saying to bring back Heinicke, keep this in mind. Heinicke was a Ron Scott Turner guy. He knew their system. That is not the same system now. So, like, I get there's some love for Taylor, but, like, there's been a fundamental systemic
change.
That's
a whole new thing, too, that we have put him at a level that he ain't that good.
I think
– I'll be honest with you. People, they made him more than what he was.
I think the level of third quarterback call somebody in off the street is where he is. I think that's a reasonable thought. But he was connected to the old regime, not this. Like, he knew Scott Turner's offense inside and out. Like, it made sense.
Yeah.
I don't know that he knows Cliff's.
True.
I also think it's pretty telling that I think there were questions about Hartman's arm strength. That's why he didn't get drafted. I think in the year since, he had pretty big shoulder surgery. I think for all the Hartman people, I think it's pretty obvious where that thing is at, that he wasn't active, and we'll see what his role is this Thursday, but that Dan Quinn is pretty clearly not saying, yeah, we're going to go with Sam, or we're going to see what Sam has. Yep. He's kind of saying, yeah, all options are on the table. We'll see. But if you're talking about the option of bringing somebody in off the street in on December 22nd, week 17.
It's a long list.
It's pretty telling.
All of them not very good.
Right.
So
that it's pretty telling of where you think your practice squad QB is.
Yeah.
And I think, like, people just want to approach these things with no honesty. Like, just look at it realistically.
We are known in this town, like I said before, of making people heroes before they ever do anything to deserve it. And that's the same thing. Everybody, like, you go with Hartman, this, that. If Hartman was there, if he was as good as the people think, he would have been played. Okay? He would have been playing before Josh Johnson.
Correct.
Or, you know, they would have had
him. He would have been active.
He'd have been in the routine. He'd have been in the whole little deal. But he's not. And I think people have to understand that sometimes. That's just because we like people don't mean that they're good.
Right.
You know, I like a lot of people. But if I needed to go win a football game, I'm not putting them in the game.
Correct. My gut is growing, one. And two, I think, it's Johnson on Thursday.
Probably will be.
Not ideal.
Not.
I think.
I mean, but let's be real, bro. If Johnson is the guy, you go into this game with a certain level of expectations. You know? Hell, if you go get somebody that's not Johnson, you're still going to a level. Who are you going to bring in that you got more confidence in him? As a person that hadn't been here all year, that doesn't know the offense, comes off the street, I'm not going to have confidence in either one of them. Listen, this is the type of game that you got to muddy up. You got to play this game super, super tight and see what can happen at the end. When they started off with that game, I'm like, oh, hell, we might be into one this week. And then Mariota goes down, and then Johnson throws a bad pick. But if they had played that game throughout as tight as it was going, I don't think it ends up in how it did. I think we could have seen a different outcome, or we might have never saw the big plays and things like that because Mariota was playing it just perfectly.
Well, they also ran the ball fairly well in that game, mm-hmm. and I think you'll see them try to really run the ball against Dallas and just speed that thing up, just try to get the game over because Dallas's offense is obviously explosive. Pickens and Dak. The running, I don't understand their committee. I understand a running back by committee approach. I can completely understand that. And frankly, as much as it sucks for like fantasy and player props, I kind of think it's the right way to run it. Unless you have Bijan or Saquon or Christian McCaffrey, like unless you have one of those dudes, go with the committee. Keep fresh legs. The way they run their committee doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
The thing of it is this. Normally when you have a running back by committee, a guy goes into the game and he runs and he does his stuff. And if he's good, if he's cooking, he keeps cooking. If he's not, you try to change a little, bring in somebody to change your pace. The way it seemed to be ran here, we're going to give you this. Then we automatically give you the next person the next thing, no matter what happens. And that throws me off right there. Like, if the first guy is cooking in the first half,
let him
we don't need to change in the third quarter. You know, it's hard enough to go into a locker room and come back out of the locker room in the third quarter and still be able to move at the level you were in the first. The guy that didn't play in the first very much, it's damn hard for him, I promise you.
Like, you and I drove to Erie, Pennsylvania for Cody's wedding, right?
I did about 90% of it, but okay.
That's where I'm headed. So the ride back, we had to get up early to get out of there because that's a long-ass ride. And we were probably on the road 5:30 or something.
It was quick.
I don't know what it was. But I did offer. I was like, yo, you want me to drive? You're like, nah, I'm good. You know what I said? Cool. Like, if somebody's running the ball really well, just let them keep running.
There you go.
Like, you said you made 8 pounds of ribs yesterday. You know what I wouldn't have done? Stop you. Like, I'm just going to let you cook all the ribs. I'm going to hang out over here and drink a beer and eat ribs. I'd like to have a real conversation, Brian. I'm done with Ball is Life. I'm done with it. You know what needs to be life? tackling.
Yeah.
But the Saquon touchdown run.
Yeah, they got to tackle.
Tackle. Let's preach tackling.
We said all year.
Then get the ball. But you tackle first.
Yeah, but you don't change your sayings no matter what.
It might be time to.
Because I know.
You're 4-11.
It don't make a difference. I saw Coach Gibbs with the same saying when he won Super Bowls. And when he came back here that second time, he had the same sayings going on. And he had a good year 1 year. The other year, they didn't have that great of a year. It's not going to change. But
these guys
got to understand this. The most important thing is stopping the person. You can't tackle the football without tackling the person. I watch a lot of football. And, you know, it's a bunch of people that do the same crap we do. But there's a guy on every team that's a damn menace. Where when he hits a person, they go down. So, remember I always say, just grab the guy and wrap up, grab him and don't let go. I watch a game. I watch the Chargers game. Derwin James, when he wrapped his arm around you, he just let his weight go. I don't give a damn who you are in the league. You're not carrying 220 pounds up and down the field. We hit guys like this. Forearm. Most guys not going out. Hell, I haven't played 27 years. I probably won't go down with a forearm. You know, when I played, I damn sure wasn't going down with a forearm. I would love you to come give me a forearm. And I would love you to stick your arm out because I try to take that some bitch with me. You know, that's the way it goes. They have to learn. And, yes, the coaches have to be more strict on the guys and be forceful with them. If you can't tackle, you can't play. This is tackle football. This is not touch. This is not flag. You know, this is tackle. So tackling means hit, wrap, fall. It doesn't mean bump. We've been bumping too many people. It's a good dance back in the 70s and the 80s, but it ain't no dance no more.
Landfill's into bumps, but I you got to tackle, dude. Like, I just – that touchdown run, that's still a ball game. It's 14-10.
He was backing up at one point on that touchdown.
Look at it. I just pulled it up. Oh, He's got his back.
I know the whole run. He was backing up. And then he had three people there, and he comes out of it. If one guy grabs him and wraps up, he is not going to the end zone. And three people were right there, and they could not grab him? Come on, man. And that, listen, bro, it's at the point now where the players should know. But at this point, if the players that have not done it are still out there, it's the coaches have to correct it. It's on them. If you like, remember what you say about Ron? If every week you keep putting the same people out there, it's on you. So every week we keep putting the same people out there, it's on them. They got to figure that out.
The reality of this season, you want to know the roadmap to 4-11? 27th in points allowed, 31st in yards allowed, 24th in points scored, 20th in yards gained. Like, ball is life. Ball is life. They're 31st in the NFL in generating turnovers.
Only one guy take that on. And
Mikey's a playmaker. Mikey's coverage skills may not be the best, but he's a playmaker. Mm-hmm. I mean, the play on the opening kickoff.
The guy makes plays.
But I don't know. This whole season is just so incredibly frustrating. Against Dallas, you got to try to just run the absolute hell out of the football.
It was frustrating early, Jay, for me. It hit a point where I was not frustrated anymore when I saw the injuries, I saw the way that they were playing some things. I stopped being frustrated around week 8 or 9. I still can start to critique a game and talk about a game and analyze a game, but the frustration level, not that high.
They're bad. Like when honestly, it's been a little easier for us that we don't have to turn ourselves into pretzels trying to figure out the playoff machinations. Right? Like, oh, you know, if they can win 4 in a row and Philly has 2 ties and Dallas loses a toe and balances on the side of a building and the Lions lose 8 of their last 6, like, you know, when you start trying to come up with that spider web of how things are still alive and the mathematicians get involved and there's a 1.6% chance, like, it's nice we don't have to deal with that BS. Because that's BS. It's not going to happen. Like, everybody, ideally inside the building too, is just focused on how do we fix this thing for 26? Like, fix it in 26. That's mm-hmm. that's the That should be the only focus at this point. And in the last 5 minutes, Brian, White Brian, we were talking about the quarterback position. White Brian sent a GIF of RG3 to the group thread. I don't know if you saw that. So there's an option for you. My man DJ on Twitter sent me they should call Cam Newton. So there's an option for you. I guess Phil Rivers isn't available. Maybe Tom Brady could come out of retirement. I don't think they're going to do any of that.
They're not calling Cam. They're not calling none of them. Did you not see Cam throwing the ball in the last few games he played?
Numbers weren't great. has Robert posted anything?
I don't know. Who blocked him?
I guess Strober blocked him. In a shocking development, Jeff's not at work today. We hope he's all right. He may have injured his forehead, is my understanding. Yo, you were on one in the text thread with him last night.
Just saying, bro.
All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Peros años, felicidad. Speaking of Feliz Navidad, let's do a little Feliz Cumpleaños, shall we, Brian? On Monumental Sports Network, our producer over there, I mean, Huey's the one that actually does everything, but Joey gets a paycheck, technically, to be our producer. And today...
You mean the two-year-old Joey?
Well, today's his 40th birthday, Brian.
Oh, he acts like he just dropped a zero. He acts four.
Happy birthday to Joey Sabat. I love Joey. He's incredibly entertaining. Nice.
Happy birthday, little kid.
So Joey was born in 1985, on this day in 1985.
Wow.
Do you know how much a gallon of gas cost in 1985?
Probably about $1.10. Maybe 75 cents.
That is, you were very close with your first guess.
Yeah, because
$1.12.
I was a senior in high school then.
Shout out to Plaquemine High. You know what drives me freaking crazy?
It's not like it matters though, because Beamish was driving since he was 11.
That's true. When B first started driving,
but I didn't have to pay for gas when I was 11. No landfill. I didn't have to pay for it.
I got a feeling you never paid for gas.
Oh, I paid for gas.
With that job.
In college, I had a damn job, Sue.
Yeah.
Y'all like to hate on my job. The bridge is still there, damn it. I know that. That bridge I helped build in 1986, it is still there in 2025.
I am sure you were paid solely commensurate for the work you did and nothing to do with the work you did on the football field.
No, I hadn't even played yet. I had not played yet. But I was doing engineering work, and it worked.
Not me. I don't know that anything I've ever
drives.
Built. Yeah.
Landfill, I hadn't played yet. That was before I ever took a snap.
Right, because no team's ever paid a guy before he's played for him.
But if I had not helped do the bridge and do all the stuff I had to do and the bridge wasn't still there, I'll go along with y'all. But there's a bridge there right now. I can take you. Let's go to Lafayette.
I'm in.
I'm going to take you to the bridge.
Make it happen. Let's go to Lafayette.
Landfill, come on. We're going to go walk across the bridge.
Landfill, would you go to Lafayette, Louisiana with Brian to go see a bridge?
Only if it's during Lanyap.
Hey, Lanyap is the best day in the world to go, bro.
Dude.
You want a party? Let's go.
Like, I don't think people, unless you have a tie to Louisiana, in this case, you are our tie, I think the amount of people in the world, or even in the United States, that know Lanyap exists is very, very
You know
small.
What Lanyap, y'all know what Lanyap is, right? It's a day
it's a
where
party.
The school shuts down, and they have this big crawfish boil with beer, and you got, they have buses that bring you back and forth to campus. And then normally right at the arena, so you don't have to go that far.
How many days are there where the school shuts down and there's a crawfish boil with buckets of beer? Like, I feel like
that's one day right there. But
Mardi Gras.
Well, Mardi Gras, that's just. But this
every is college football sponsor. Saturday.
No, the school sponsor this. But, you know, Mardi Gras, you got to go to your own parties and stuff. But Lanyap, great day.
I'd love to go to Lanyap. You're allowed to punch horses, right?
No, you're not allowed to do that. You end up in a jail cell.
I want to be clear. I don't want to punch a horse. I don't want a lot of interaction.
I didn't
want
to punch the horse either. They just kept bumping me.
So happy birthday to Joey. You know how much a house cost in 1985?
Ooh, let's see. Average?
Average. Median.
So right now it's like three something up in this area, or two something in this area.
I bet it's more than that.
About 85 to 100,000.
You're good at this. 82,000. 82,800. Average new car in 1985.
Average
you wouldn't
car.
Know because you didn't pay for that new car they gave you. And he's not fighting us on that one, Landfill.
No, no, I did pay for my car. I worked for my car. I know.
You lifted weights and ran the
40? I was working for Schilling Distributing at the time, carrying those beer cases in at 5:30 in the morning.
Carrying that football.
But our car about that time, that was 1980 what? Five?
85.
Okay, so I didn't get my car until 4 years, 3 or 4 years later. I'm going to say about 17,000.
9,000.
Nah, damn, that low? Well, mine didn't cost. Well, mine was 20-something.
How much is a gallon of milk now?
Probably about $5, $6.
All right, I'm looking it up. What's a gallon of milk right now? So,
I don't know, last time I bought
Safeway,
a gallon of milk.
Safeway, a gallon of milk is $4. What is Great Value? Is that Walmart's brand?
I guess.
You get some cheap milk at Walmart. You get whole milk with vitamin D for under $3, $2.92.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, of course, my wife has me buy some bougie-ass milk that costs like $9. Mm-hmm. But
and guess what? It does less for you, probably.
I don't really. It's just my little one drinks it. I've kind of
she probably has some
type of
like. Is that like a lactose milk or something?
Shelby
like
has trouble with dairy.
Yeah, so that's why you got to get that with Jay.
No, but my
Jay
little one.
Jay make fun of that?
My little one likes whole milk. Milk, I feel like, hasn't necessarily, I guess it's about doubled, so that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
But a gallon of milk was $2.20 in 1985. I mean, hell, if you can buy it at Walmart for $3, that's not that significant.
Mm-hmm.
But in 40 years.
But everybody not going to Walmart.
Sure.
So I find out what it is at Wegmans, Giant,
Yo,
Whole Foods.
We got the Chris Russell special here. How much do you think a pound of ground beef was in 1985?
Right now it's about two something a pound for the 80-20. Probably 75 cents.
$1.47.
$1.47?
Well, I don't think 80-20 is $2 a pound, dog.
It was I saw it at $2.69 last time I was in the store.
I think you're nuts.
80-20 was.
Dog.
Must have been a sale.
And that's why dummies spend $7 a pound on ground beef and I spend $3 a pound.
Even at Walmart, 80-20 is 693.
It was a pound?
Yeah.
Nah, it wasn't that much. But last time I bought it, no.
I think on this one you're incorrect, B. Ground beef has shot up.
I'm telling you, 269 a pound last time I bought it. That was around one of them little holidays.
Like a Labor Day special?
It's like, yeah, when they're trying to get it off of there. The manager special. There we go. Bam.
The manager special is my go-to. If you find a manager, yeah. Listen, you got to cook it that day. But
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Last time I bought it was 269 a pound.
Shout out to the manager special. Joe Theismann joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds. I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.